Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Original founding member, folks, of our Brain Trust, Laurie celebrated his 20th anniversary. He keeps coming back for more. I don't know what's wrong with him. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, is here. He's one of the smartest guys I know, and he and I have reinvented ourselves a couple of times since we've known each other, and he's helping people become authors. He's doing a yeoman's work, and I don't know anybody's more qualified for this. In fact, I'll tell you, folks, I've been a publisher and an author for way more than a decade, and he still helped. I still learn from him, and I'm proud to say that. He's our good friend. Wally Bach, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I come back to any place where they say that I'm smart and part of something called a brain trust.
I know.
In most of my life, that's just not reality.
Nothing bad happens after that, right?
No, I mean, you know.
I agree. We love people up around here because we don't invite them back if we can't. But, I mean it, Wally. I want to say right here in front of everybody, folks, we just finished my fourth book. It'll be available before too long. And Wally's been involved in two of the four, and every time he's helped me make it better. And, Wally, I just want to thank you for that.
Well, I'll thank you for the kind words, Jim, because that's what we try to do.
Yeah. Writing a book with Wally, folks, of course, that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today. Is because everybody keeps saying, you know, we've all heard all our lives that you know, I've got a book in me. I have people walk up to me all the time, just like you do, I'm sure, Wally. People walk up to me when they see me, you know, around my new book or whatever. They'll say, you know, I've got this book idea, and they want to tell me about it. And I listened, but the publishing industry is become the Wild Wild West, hasn't it?
It really has. It's interesting. The last year we've got statistics for is 2016. And between 2010 and 2016, the number of self-published books increased by 400%.
Yeah.
So that in 2016, there are about 1 million new titles published. A quarter of those were from what we call legacy publishers. The other three quarters, 750K or whatever, were self-published.
Yeah.
And that changes the landscape in a number of ways. One of the ways it changes.
Because 30 years ago, that would have been probably 90-10, right? 90 published, 10 self-published 30 years ago.
Yeah, and if even that.
Yeah.
Jerry Anderson did the first self-published business book that I knew about or know about, and he did it in 1982. And
you know who was just before that? Ken Blanchard and Spencer Johnson wrote
One
Minute Manager around 79, and they were like freaks back then.
Oh yeah, they published it themselves. And it was good enough that it got picked up.
Yeah, they caught on, and then they threw up their hands. As far as I know, I don't think he's self-publishing things since then.
Why? Well, I think realistically, there's situations where people start out going for a main publisher, and they decide for a number of reasons. Usually, the publisher doesn't want the book that they want to write. They decide to do it on their own. Michael Bungay Stanier did that with The Coaching Habit, which is an absolutely superb book. And the thing he found is he wrote like four drafts after he sold the book to a publisher, and they didn't like the book that he was doing. They wanted to buy something else, and that's legitimate. They're writing the checks. They get to make the choices. But Michael sat down with them, and they negotiated, and he said, well, you know, I'll do another book for you later. Right now, I got to go do this one.
That's kind of what I did when they approached me. I got to wrap up this segment. I want to make a comment and see what you think about it. In the old days, you were lucky to get published. If they published you, You were picked out of one out of 1,000, maybe one out of 200 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the terms were good. If you got published, the terms were good. The problem wasn't the terms. The problem was getting published. Today, if you're published, the terms probably are. You're not even going to like the terms. That's one of the big changes, I think. What do you think? You agree with that?
Partially. Let's get it when we come back.
We're gonna continue this, folks. Before we're through with Wally, I wanna talk about an Amazon experience that a lot of publishers are going through. And that's later, a little bit later in the show. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.